Welcome to the Healing Experiment, where we don't just talk about healing, we give you a felt experience of healing in every single episode. I am your host, Sue Dumais, and today I'm going to be sharing 7 simple tricks to quiet your mind instantly. These are tricks and tools that I've been using over the years with myself and for my clients. And I have hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of tools and tricks in my tool belt. But these 7 are ones that I really resonate with. I've used them a lot myself personally, and I found that they work really well for a lot of my clients and a lot of my members. So today, the invitation is for you to let go of all distractions around you, close your eyes, sink in. I'm going to give you an experience of these tools and see what happens in your mind as you use them. And then in the end, you can take the tools that resonate, leave the ones behind. You might even come back, try 1 or 2, and then come back and pick up the rest later. For now, just sink in and experience them. Let go of all the distractions around you. Give yourself the space to explore your mind with me and see what happens. In the end, I'll recap the 7 that I'm sharing with you, but for now, I want you just to experience them. Don't worry about taking notes. Don't worry about remembering them. That's what the mind wants to do. Just set an intention to sink in and experience them. So we'll begin by inviting you to take some deep breaths and close your eyes. And set an intention to be curious and open to explore. Let go of everything you think you know and everything you think you don't know about how to quiet your mind or how your mind works. And just be willing to explore. We'll begin by bringing your awareness into the mind. So imagine you could shine the light of awareness into your mind and start to notice your thoughts. Quality of the thoughts, the speed of the thoughts, without judging, without trying to change or shift anything, simply observe. Just see if you can identify if there's any space between your thoughts. Are the thoughts coming so quickly, one right after the other, that there's no space? Or are they spaced out a little bit, where there's a little pause in between? Again, we're gathering information, we're not judging. You're not trying to change the mind yet. Simply observe. Now, place these words in your mind and see what happens. Just repeat the words. I wonder what thought I'll have next. I wonder what thought I'll have next. This tool often creates a space or a pause in the thoughts, in the stream of thoughts that are coming. I wonder what thought I'll have next. It's like the mind pauses and looks and waits and becomes curious. Curiosity opens the mind. Curiosity and the energy of wonderment opens the mind. And at the same time can quiet the mind. Often that's just a moment of pause, but it's that space or pause that breaks the habit or stream of thoughts. Now, as the thoughts begin to show up again, The next tool I'm going to share with you is just shushing the thoughts. So the next time you have a thought, just, you can say it out loud or you can say it in your mind's eye. Shh. Anytime a thought comes. Shh. Shushing the mind again creates a space or a pause in the train of thoughts, breaking that cycle. Now we're going to begin counting the breath and using the breath as a tool to give the mind something to do. The mind loves to have a job. So if the mind is observing the breath or counting the breath, giving it a job, giving it something to do, allows the mind to focus and it lets go of those, that train of thoughts or those thoughts that are coming and going for no reason. So on your breath in, we're going to exhale first, and then on your breath in, just count with me. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Continue to count on your own for a couple breaths. So again, counting the breath gives the mind something to focus on. Another tool using the breath is inhaling something positive, a positive intention, exhaling anything that you want to release. So inhaling the positive, exhaling the negative. Inhaling calm. So as you breathe in, invite a sense of calm and softness, and peace, quiet. And as you exhale, imagine you could breathe out any stress, anxiety, worry, noise. So inhaling quiet and exhaling noise. Inhaling softness, exhaling tension. Inhaling calm, exhaling stress. Using your breath to focus your mind and give it a task can quiet the mind. Now bring your awareness to the center of your mind and then toward the front, your forehead. And imagine you could just tune into the third eye. Just notice what's happening in that energy center at the front. Be curious about how it feels at the front compared to the back of that area of the skull. There's a front and back to this energy center. Now place your palm firmly at the point of your third eye between your eyebrows. And as you press firmly, yet gently, imagine you could close the curtain at the front. And you could turn off the need to seek or find or search for anything or answers outside of yourself. Imagine you could take a break from the seeking. And as you close the curtains, just sit back and soften that need to know or seek or find. And there may be a part of you that's resisting that and really is worried that it's going to miss something. Just for the moment, close the curtains and just know that you can take a peek out the curtains anytime you need to. But for now, close them down in the front. And imagine you could invite some of that energy that's all gathered in the front to move toward the back, to bring a balance between the front and back of this energy center. And you may even find yourself placing your opposite hand at the back. So you have one hand at the forehead and one hand toward the back of the skull. Inviting a balance between the front and back. Quite often when we're seeking, yearning, looking for answers outside of ourselves, we end up straining the front of this energy center. And it keeps the mind active and busy, but also tired and fatigued at the same time. So when you take a break from seeking and close the blind, we can actually invite calm and peace in the mind, even if it's just for those moments. Imagine now you could release your hands, take a deep breath, and imagine you could place the light of awareness, shift your awareness almost like you could look over to the left side of your brain. With your eyes closed, imagine you could look over to the left side of your brain and go right into the left side. Just notice what's happening there. Imagine now you could look over to the right side of your brain. Just bring the light of awareness over to the right side. And you may even find yourself looking over to the right with your physical eyes, keeping your eyes closed. What's happening on the right side of the brain compared to what was going on the left side? Generally speaking, the left side of the brain is our analytical, figure things out, active side of the brain. The right side of our brain is a present moment, creative, in the flow, quieter side of the brain. Most people are active in the left and disconnected from the right. Or we have moments where we're in the right more than the left, and we're in that creative flow. We have moments of it, but most times we camp out on the left. The invitation is to understand that the left and right side of the brain have different functions. And exercising the right side of the brain when it's maybe atrophied or not used very often can help us quiet the mind. And if we can marry the two and activate the whole brain, then we can use the strength of the left and the strengths of the right and be creative and in the flow from there. But if you find yourself more in the left side of your brain is going to be more active and busy. So the invitation in this moment or at any time you're feeling like your brain is active, just imagine you could look over to the right side of the brain and pause there and be there for a moment. Appreciate the quiet, the peace, the serenity, the flow. Now I'm going to activate the whole brain, activating the three glands in the brain. You don't need to understand this, just say yes, you're willing. And what we're going to do is activate the whole brain, right and left brain coming together to work together as a team with a synergistic marriage of the two. So activating the pituitary gland, pineal gland, and the thalamus gland. Taking some deep breaths. And as you exhale, just notice what's happening now. Now I have one more trick to share with you today. And that's the idea of the mind. We have been taught that the mind is in our head. We have an understanding based on our programming that the mind is in our brain, which is in our head. But what if the mind is not in our head? What if the mind is in every cell of our body and all the spaces in between? What if our mind is not just contained by our physical head or our physical brain? And up until now, what if that is the only part of your mind that you've activated? Because that's the only part of your mind that you knew you were capable of activating. So if your mind is not just in your head, and your mind is actually in every cell of your body and all the spaces in between, and maybe even a little beyond that, what if you could simply bring your awareness there and activate more of the mind? And in activating more of the mind, in all the cells of the body and all the spaces in between and a little bit beyond, what if you could have a different experience of the mind? I find the concentrated aspects of the mind within the brain, within our head, is active with thoughts. But when we activate the whole mind, and it's not held by the geographical boundaries of our physical head or physical brain, it's a more expanded mind. It's a different experience of the mind, and therefore a different quality of thoughts and insights. I'm taking another deep breath in, and as you exhale, just sink in and reflect on all the tools you heard. Reflect on your experience of each of those tools. And there may be one or two that really stood out for you or really created the shift that you needed in that moment. Or one or two that really resonated as something that you would like to try and use for a while and see how it goes. you may come back to this episode and pick another one down the road, or you may use one and suddenly it's no longer resonating or it's no longer as effective, so you'll let it go. You don't have to become attached to them. There's nothing wrong. Some tools will come in and some will go. Some will remain. So keeping your eyes closed, being open and curious, and using your intuition to guide you into which tool you're meant to use. I'm going to recap the tools, just list them again. You can come back to this episode and write them down later. For now, just listen. The first tool was asking yourself or bringing the idea into your mind, I wonder what thought I will have next. And then allowing space or the pause to come. As you practice that pause, you practice slowing the mind, slowing the thoughts. The next tool, number two, is shushing your thoughts, especially when it's busy and it's a lot going on up there. You can just stop and go shh. Again, creating that pause or interruption in the train of thoughts. Counting your breath, starting with one, counting up. It doesn't matter what number you get to, and there's no goal there. It's just counting the length of your inhale and counting the length of your exhale. Simple. Keep it easy. The fourth one is to inhale the positive and exhale the negative, giving the mind something to do and setting an intention to calm the mind and exhale the worry or fearful thoughts. The breath is powerful and it's something you can use anytime, anywhere. Whether you're driving or at the grocery store, you can use the counting your breath or the inhale and exhaling exercise really easily. Keeping your eyes open doesn't matter. You can use that anytime. Closing the third eye, that's a really good exercise, especially when you feel strained or headachy at the front there. A lot of times that strain is caused by the energy center there being wide open in the front and depleted at the back. So the invitation is to balance the front and back and close the curtain on the front, close the curtain on the seeking. I've had clients that have come to me in person where I've been working with them and they're chattering away with their eyes closed, they're chattering away. And the moment I place my hand there and close that third eye, they go quiet, like instantly quiet. So it's a really powerful tool you can use on your own. Exploring the right and left side of the brain, understanding that there's two different functions in the brain and that one side is quieter than the other. If you're really, it's rackety and noisy, you're probably in the left side of the brain. You can go over to the right for a break. And then activating the whole brain so that you get the marriage of the two. In the beginning, you might just go to the right side and get that peace and quiet. Don't worry about activating the whole brain. And there's actually an episode, I believe it's episode number 5, that's totally about the brain, the mind, and soul embodiment. That episode itself will go more in depth on that, as well as the understanding that the mind is not in the head. And that's number 7 tool. Just asking yourself, what if my mind is not in my head? What if my mind is in every cell of my body and all the spaces in between? It creates an opening in your mind, but it also brings your awareness and zooms it out. So you're not so focused on just what's in the head. It's a really powerful tool as well. So take what resonates, leave the rest behind, use the ones, bring them into your practice, put little sticker notes up to remind you to use them and to remember to bring them into your everyday experiences and see if you can use some of these tools to quiet the mind in those moments. And just know that if you quiet the mind by shushing it and it starts up again, don't get all frustrated and judge it, because that's just adding more thoughts. That's empowering the ego. And the ego loves to use the mind to keep us in fear and keep us worried and in judgment. Simply observe, gently come back, remain curious, full of wonderment, and go back to another tool or use the same tool again. It's a practice. We were born naturally observers. We were programmed to judge. We are programmed to have busy minds. It's a process of remembering and practicing how to quiet the mind again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I invite you to come back to these episodes, use them again, download them if you want to use them offline, and share them with others. These are really powerful tools, and they're simple yet powerful. And all of these episodes are infused with healing potential, not only with the words I'm using, but the energy that I hold and the space that I hold in the background. So I use a lot of healing energy, and I work with the energy in the background as I speak and as you listen. So there's a lot happening and a lot of potential here on the healing experiment. So please share it with others and come back and use these episodes as many times as you need to. Take the ones that resonate, leave the rest behind. Some are going to work for you, some are not. They're not all meant for you. It's a matter of discerning what resonates with you. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I thank you for coming. Until next time, love and blessings.